All right, and delighted to have you back as always. And as we are continuing to get so many emails in, I thought, it would be rude not to keep the travel clinic open. So we have more questions to get through this week. So are you ready to go?
Absolutely, Carol.
First one is from Tina O'Reilly. And Tina says she was booked to fly on May the 1st to Faro for her daughter's hen party, booked on a Ryanair flight. Received an email from them that says their options are to move to a different date up to the end of August. She says that's no use to them. Are they entitled to a full refund? And also, she says, if by some miracle they do get a refund, the credit card she used to book the flights was hacked. So now she has a new one with a completely different card number on it, which I would suspect might cause a couple of issues.
Okay, very good. Well, sorry to hear, Tina, that your card was hacked. That's, you know, with all the things that are going on, that's not nice to hear. Firstly, on that, Carol and Tina, on the Ryanair website, there is no flight showing for May the 1st to Faro, okay? Which would indicate to me that that flight is going to be cancelled. That's something, Carol, as well, to mention to people. When they get, you know, information about flights, check on, you know, the actual airline's website. Look on the date and see, can you book a new flight on that date now? And you'll see that you can't. And that means that that flight is not existing. So I know a lot of people were telling me they only get emails, Carol, about cancellations a few days beforehand because the airlines seem to want people to change dates and or take a voucher. So you will, I would say to you there, Tina, what as I said, the flight is not showing up on the Ryanair flight as operating, or there's no option to book a flight on that day to Faro. So that would indicate to me that that won't be going. So you will probably get an email from Ryanair, a cancellation email a few days beforehand. And then under the EU directive, you will be entitled to a refund. Now, on the bank card issue, Carol, this happened to me last year with Airbnb and a refund actually as well. And it was just a card I had cancelled, a debit card. So just check if that credit card is linked to your bank account, then the money actually technically probably, now I'm not a banker, but the money technically probably still goes into the actual account that was associated with it. That's what happened to me, even though my card was cancelled and a new one had been issued. But okay, it would be much better to give Ryanair your new card details. So I would email Ryanair, or again, as we spoke about, Carol, it's very good to use Twitter if you're not having any joy getting through on, you know,
absolutely,
the normal channels. And again, Tina, under that, if you go to flightrights.ie, they have loads of information there, and they're used to dealing with all these queries at flightrights.ie, and they have a lot of info there about your entitlements as well. But yes, as I said to you, that flight is not showing on the Ryanair website as an option, as operating at the moment. So it would indicate to me that that is going to be cancelled.
Okay, and here's a follow-up email from Sharon. Sharon, who emailed us in before, and she was very happy with your response. And she's gotten back onto us to say that she needs some more advice. Her son is living in Japan and they're thinking of going ahead with a wedding at the end of September. She says, do you think there will be any chance of him getting over here in Ireland by that time? Appreciate any thoughts. Sharon, who was due to get married. That was in her previous email.
Yes, Sharon. Hello again, Sharon. How are you? Sorry again to hear about your wedding plans being scuttled with the current situation, but September's always a lovely time. Currently, there are flights showing operating, Carol, from a lot of the different airlines. The best deal that I saw there was on the 1st of September with Turkish Airlines from Tokyo to Dublin via Istanbul, and that was €639. Now, that was for 2 weeks. At the moment, Sharon, JAL, Japanese Airlines, have cut 90% of their normal capacity. So now, as we speak now, I mean, it's very difficult to, you know, with the current restrictions, it's difficult to say what will happen. But Ireland, as you know, we just have for anybody returning here, and obviously if you're an Irish citizen, there's no problem. You're just advised to self-isolate for 2 weeks. But it's very difficult to say what will happen in September. But as of now, loads of airlines there are all showing flights operating as normal from Japan. So check that. I would also contact the Japanese embassy here in Dublin and ask them for their opinion on it. And I think your son should do that and see what the restrictions are. But again, you see, it's so difficult, Sharon, to know in April now what the situation is going to be in September.
It's so hard, isn't it? It's really, really hard to plan ahead, I have to say.
Yeah,
these days,
it is.
So.
But again, as I said, Carol, like that, there is flights. I mean, another one there, Sharon, that I use a lot. I'm always talking about it, Skyscanner. Emirates.ie is very good as well. If you put in the route, it gives you all the different airlines, and then you can actually contact the airlines directly. At the moment, Turkish Airlines and all the airlines, it's all limited, very basic, just capacity. So, you know, we're talking about September. Hopefully, you know, I mean, by then, we will have returned to normal. But as again, Carol, is without a crystal ball, it's very hard to say.
Okay, Ed, now another question. This is an interesting, well, they're all interesting, but this is particularly interesting from Amy Larkin. Amy was due to go to Australia with her boyfriend in March for a year on a visa, which they'd booked with Use It. Now, obviously, they couldn't go. They asked about a refund. They were told that the airline was not giving them a refund, only a change of flight, which could be done once. Now, they said, or she said, they've changed their flight to August 27th. The worry is that if they cannot go in August, say, for instance, the flight is cancelled again, is our money, she's asking, just gone? Because we were approved for a visa in August 2019, they have to be in Australia for August 2020. And she's asking if you know if the visas will be extended due to the current situation. Interesting question.
Yes, Carol. Hi, Amy. That has all changed now. You know, Australia has closed their borders to any foreign travellers. So I would suggest to you there, right, that you would contact the Australian Embassy here in Dublin about that, because I was reading the Daily Telegraph online, which is the Daily Telegraph Australian one, Karen, and I will send Amy all this information as well. I actually have sent it to her this morning. The Daily Telegraph are reporting in Australia that this ban could be in force for 6 months. So that would mean, Amy, that you wouldn't be able to go at all. And that if that visa was for August, then that certainly wouldn't be the case. That then means that you would not be able to travel. And that would mean that if you have travel insurance, of course, that would kick in. But also Qatar Airways, the airline that you mentioned there, who have been very good, by the way, because they have continued to fly people from Australia as much as they could via Doha here to Dublin. So they have been really, really terrific and are very good airline. So I would say, you know, contact them, because things have changed. Now, the homeaffairs.gov.au has a huge amount of information up there. They've actually got a COVID-19.homeaffairs.gov.au website, which I found loads of information on there. But in your specific case, because you were going over on a student visa, I think you need to check, because it looks to me like that, and as I said, the Daily Telegraph are reporting, and I've sent you that link as well, that it could be 6 months before they lift that ban. Australia have decided to completely go for it on this one, Carol, locking down the borders. And they told all Australians, get home as fast as you can last week.
Okay. All right. Well, Amy certainly needs some additional advice on that for sure. And I understand you've had numerous emails in about Spain. Spain, of course, is the number one holiday destination for Irish holidaymakers. Now, I know they're starting to relax measures over there, but people asking, when do you think that the Spanish border will be open again?
Yes, Carol, as you said correctly there, Spain, of course, number one destination for the Irish, always a great place to go for a lovely sun holiday, etc. I contacted the Spanish tourist office, and basically, I mean, what they were saying to everybody is Spain is in a state of emergency or alert until the 26th of April at the moment. So the restriction measures that they put in place in mid-March are in place until the 26th of April. So again, it's going to take time for, you know, commercial flights and hotel openings to kick in and for everything to reverse. The feeling I'm getting, Carol, from that and officially is it looks to me like July, possibly August. The airlines like Aer Lingus and Ryanair are talking about flights coming back in June, mid-June. Again, with the situation there at the moment, the numbers are up, the numbers are down. You know, again, it'll depend what's happening. But there is no closure of air traffic there at the moment. I mean, but there's just a huge reduction in connectivity because the airlines, you know, just basic flights in and out. It's very difficult to say. But again, just look at the feelings at the moment. And I've sent this to a lot of the people that have been on to me as well, the official line on it. They're looking at the moment really sort of July and August, all things going the way they're going at the moment. But again, public health is their number one issue. And that may apply to some coastal areas, Carol, but it may not apply to Madrid, for example. Now, in July and August, Madrid is terribly hot anyway. So, you know, it's not a place a lot of people would be going. So That's the official line at the moment.
All right. Okay, Ed, thank you for that. And we will continue to answer your questions as long as you keep sending them in. We, or Ed anyway, will be here to answer them. ed@traveltalk.ie. So, Ed, thank you for that this morning. Thank you for the emails. And we'll put all that information up on the Travel Talk website. And we'll look forward to chatting with you next week.
Absolutely, Carol. Have a lovely weekend.